Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful morning where we can just take a few moments right out of the beginning of our morning and share some time together in God's Word. Today, we're going to be in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 47. Here, Peter continues his speech, speaking about Jesus' death and resurrection and placing Jesus in the line of David as the Messiah. He invites the people to be baptized, and 3,000 new believers are baptized in one day. The early church gathers each day for prayer and fellowship. And again, God's saving word for us this week is faith. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 22. Listen to these words, fellow Israelites. Jesus of Nazareth was a man whose divine authority was clearly proven to you by all the miracles and wonders which God performed through him. You yourselves know this, for it happened here among you. In accordance with his own plan, God had already decided that Jesus would be handed over to you, and you killed him by letting sinful men crucify him. But God raised him from the dead, setting him free from its power, because it was impossible that death should hold him prisoner. For David said about him, I saw the Lord before me at all times. He is near to me, and I will not be troubled. And so I am filled with gladness, and my words are full of joy. And I, mortal though I am, will rest assured in hope, because you will not abandon me to the world of the dead, and you will not allow your faithful servant to rot in the grave. You have shown me the paths that lead to life, and your presence will fill me with joy. My friends, I must speak to you plainly about our famous ancestor, King David. He died and was buried, and his grave is here with us to this very day. He was a prophet, and he knew what God had promised him. God had made a vow that he would make one of David's descendants a king, just as David was. David saw what God was going to do in the future, and so he spoke about the resurrection of the Messiah when he said he did not abandon in the world of the dead. His body did not rot in the grave. God has raised this very Jesus from death, and we are all witnesses to this fact. He has been raised to the right hand of God, his Father, and has received from him the Holy Spirit as he had promised. And what you now see and hear is his gift that he has poured out on us. For it was not David who went up into the heaven. Rather, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right side until I put your enemies as a footstool under your feet. All the people of Israel then are to know that for sure that this Jesus whom you crucified is the one man that God has made Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were deeply troubled and said to Peter and the other apostles, what shall we do, brothers? And Peter said to them, each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit. For God's promise is made to you and to your children and to all who are far away, even whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And Peter made his appeal to them, and with many other words he urged them, saying, save yourselves from the punishment coming on this wicked people. Many of them believed his message and were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to the group that day. They spent their time in learning from the apostles, taking part in the fellowship and sharing in the fellowship meals and the prayers. Many miracles and wonders were being done through the apostles, and everyone was filled with awe. All the believers continued together in close fellowship and shared the belongings with one another. They would sell their property and possessions and distribute the money among all according to what each one needed. Day after day they met as a group in the temple, and they had their meals together in their homes, eating with glad and humble hearts, praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sin will be forgiven, and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit." You know, it's interesting that the Apostle Peter, just a few days earlier, had run away in shame and fear from a little tiny servant girl who said, "Oh, look at he's a Galilean. He talks like they do. That he must be one of those friends that was with Jesus." And Peter swore an oath saying that he did not know Jesus. And now, just a few days later, with the baptism of the Holy Spirit freshly in his heart, Peter is standing before the same people and proclaiming, "You guys murdered Jesus. This is what you have done." And surprisingly, the people were cut to the quick and asked, "Brothers, what should we do? How can we be saved?" And Peter just told them the truth. "You got to believe in Jesus. You've got to be baptized." And so that's exactly what happened. And, you know, not pulling any punches, just telling the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and over 3,000 people were added to the church in one day. Let's pray. I thank you, Lord God, for the gift of your Holy Spirit and for your promise of forgiveness in Jesus' name. Bind all believers in close fellowship to worship and serve you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 25, where the gospel is preached in Samaria. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.